The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Realize that God asks us to honor our mothers and our fathers, not only when they are good for us, when we have no problems with them, when we have no obligations, when sometimes the situation is very easy to manage, but we need to honor them, whatever the situation is. And most of the times we know this, and we do this. Honor your father and your mother. Happy Mother's Day. And now to our liturgical celebration, that is the Ascension of the Lord. During these last weeks and months, we were passing for very different feelings, starting with Lent, remembering Jesus' suffering and death, finally reaching to the Easter Triduum and Easter Vigil and Easter celebration, celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. And finally today, in this series of celebrations, we have another step, Ascension of the Lord. Jesus going to his Father, taking his place at the right hand of the Father. In the letter to Hebrew, we have these words: He opened the way for us. And this is what we celebrate today. Jesus opens the way for us. He does it first by his suffering. Sometimes even people say that Jesus suffered so that we don't have to suffer. And of course, this is not the case. We still suffer. It is true that none of us can pay the price for our sins. Only Jesus could pay back our debt. But he did not suffer to take away our suffering. He did it so that our suffering can have a meaning. He opens the way for us. People ask sometimes, and these are probably the most difficult questions to respond. Father, why I have to suffer these terrible things? And it is not only about illness, cancer, an accident, but also about someone in the family suffering, dying, any problem in the family. Why so much suffering? I have to admit that I have no response to that question. My only response is usually, don't worry, things will get better, I will pray for you. And I really mean it. I do it. I pray for these people. St. Paul was more direct. He says, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is, of course, where Jesus is. By his ascension, his return to the Father, Jesus has opened for us the kingdom of heaven. We need to take a long view compare this suffering to our happiness with God forever, to eternity. Someone has said, "He is no fool who gives up things he cannot keep in order to gain things he cannot lose." Let me say it again. He is not fool who gives up things he cannot keep in order to gain things he cannot lose. And in this moment, it comes to my mind an example of Blessed Jose Luis Sanchez de Rio. Maybe some of you can watch the movie For Greater Glory. It is about the time of revolution in Mexico when the Catholic Church especially was persecuted. He was 14 years old boy captured by Federals, and he impressed them so much that they offered him a place in the military academy in Mexico City. All he had to do to gain this opportunity was to say, "Long life the government, down with Christ the King." And Jose Luis, remember, 14 years old boy, replied, "Viva Cristo Rey, long life Christ the King." And in this moment, his suffering started to torture him, cutting his feet and forcing him to walk to the cemetery for execution. Through his tears, he kept whispering, "Viva Cristo Rey." And that moment, the guard struck him with a machete, causing him a big wound. At the graveside, he had another opportunity, not only to preserve his life, but also military academy. They asked him to say, "Long life the government." He responded, "Viva Cristo Rey, long life Christ the King." And that it was the last thing that he said in his only 14 years life. Someone may say, "What a terrible waste." The boy could say whatever the government asked him to do, but he preferred to say, "Viva Cristo Rey." Once again, he is no fool who gives up things he cannot keep in order to gain things he cannot lose. On this solemnity of Ascension of the Lord, we pray that one day we can be with our Savior where He is, because He left this earth to prepare us a place in heaven. Amen.